It's sort of like around 2009, after the first Vampire Weekend record, I would describe myself as a successful bass player, but a very frustrated producer. I started having ideas for sounds and things like that, and I didn't really know the way to make that, like the way to translate an idea into a reality. And that's kind of what production is. It's communicating an idea. So around 2009, I started really getting into production. I took a class on mixing and mastering, and really spent 3 years it took me to get to a place where I could actually make something that I was happy with, that didn't like horrify me. And it's obviously I'm not complaining about anything, like playing in a really successful band but not knowing how to produce. This is not like a really dramatic, serious problem, but it was sort of my journey. I put out my first EP in 2012 on Greco-Roman called Sunburn, and the area of interest of it, which is more like electronic, housey stuff. In 2012, I would say I was a satisfied or happy producer, but a frustrated songwriter and a frustrated singer. So the next step for me, I had ideas for songs, but I didn't really know how to make a song. I was making tracks at that point. So basically, in that time in production, I just started singing a lot more, writing more songs. Songs kind of just started coming out of me, especially when I moved from New York to London in 2013. And at a point, you know, I wrote a song called Sister of Pearl. I was like, this is a good enough song to put out into the world. I'm very happy with how this song sounds. And kind of once you get one song to that place, there's sort of no turning back. I didn't, I just really wanted to make a record. It was the most important thing to me at the time. And once I've made something that I was really happy with, it's just like an emotion. It's a feeling. There's no turning back. Even though I am very lucky to play in a very successful band, it's absolutely what I want to do.
So are you now a happy songwriter?
I would say so, yes.
So what are you frustrated about now?
We'll have to see. You know what I'm frustrated about is I don't have any hobbies right now. I need a new hobby. I really was focused so intensely on making this record that when I finished it last winter, I fell into like a mini dark period where I was just sitting on my couch, like not doing anything. And I realized that would be a good point to have a hobby or something. So I'm a frustrated hobbyist right now, I would say.
So what kind of hobby would you like to have? More like sports or something crafty?
It's crafty, yeah.
Embroidery?
You know what? I think embroidery, I would like that because I got into cooking a little bit. But I think doing something that occupies your mind after a day of working on music is really good. So embroidery would be great.